Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, have you checked the small print of your home insurance? With rising rebuild costs, many customers are finding out that they're not fully covered and might indeed be underinsured. This comes off the back of new figures released last week, showing that one in six claims were not paid out in full by a leading insurance provider because construction costs were more than the initial insurance policy. We're joined now by Chairman of the Consumers Association of Ireland, Michael Kilcoyne, for more on what this means for customers. And Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I know that you want to highlight that customers are now facing these increasing insurance costs through premiums, but they might indeed not be covered to the extent that they think they are.
Hi, Sarah. Yeah, that's exactly right. You see, what in the last year, based on the figures from the CSO, the cost of home insurance has increased by about 18%. This is more than twice the level of general inflation. But if, for example, homeowners happen to be underinsured, in other words, if somebody has a house and the rebuilding cost is 200,000 and they are only insured for 100,000, then they will only get 50% of the cost, in spite of the fact that the insurance company, take last year, for example, has increased the premium by 18%. So we're taking the view that what insurance companies are doing is they're using the opportunity to increase the premium without increasing the level of cover to the consumer. And it's really important, as you say, that people read the fine print on their insurance policy, because if they don't, they could find themselves very much underinsured.
Okay, so if your insurance, the cost of your home insurance has gone up, as you say, by 18% or 20% or whatever it might be, the premium, that doesn't necessarily mean that your cover has gone up.
No, it doesn't at all, because last year the cost of buildings increased substantially. The cost of rebuilding a home has shot up between 14 and 26%, depending on where in the country you are. And even though the insurance company has increased your premium last year by 18%, it may very well be that you might still be way underinsured because of the way the insurance companies are dealing with this. And that's why we have raised this issue, and the central bank is going to write to all insurance companies and ask them to warn their customers about the dangers of being underinsured due to inflation pushing up the cost of repairs. So what we're saying is, really, when you get your insurance renewal, it should state on it the value of your property as the insurance sees it, and the effect it will have if you are underinsured. Every insurance company, Sarah, in this country, they have the air code of every place they have insured. They know where it is. They know what the cost of building rates are in that area, the cost of repairs in that area. They should be able to tell the customer when they're sending out the renewal whether or not they believe they are underinsured.
Okay.
And they still take the premium, still accept the premium, but if, God forbid, somebody has a fire in their house gets flooded, they could well only get the half the cost of repairs.
Okay, because they haven't increased the premium to reflect the current increase in construction costs.
Correct. And okay, even if on the 1st of January your renewal comes out, and over the course of that year there's inflation, building inflation, say, of 20%, you could find yourself 20% underinsured if an incident occurs on Christmas Day.
Right, even, all right, okay. And we'll say, for example, you've insured the rebuild cost of your home to 300,000, and then something happens and one room in the house gets damaged by flood. You don't need to rebuild the whole house, but one room is damaged. Do you get the full cost for repairing that room, or do you only get a percentage of that cost depending on how underinsured you are?
You only get a percentage of the cost because they will assess the cost to repair that room, to rebuild that room, and then they will look at the value of the whole house, and they will look at your insurance policy. And if they find that you're underinsured, then you will be underpaid for the damage that has been done.
Okay, so it's no good thinking, well, I'm insured for 300 grand, and sure, if anything, you know, small happens, at least I'll get that back, because you won't get it all back. You'll only get the percentage.
Okay. Correct. Okay. You get pro rata.
Will in Limerick now has texted to say, I recently received correspondence from my insurer outlining this very subject, and they provided a link so I could check my rebuild cost, and I was underinsured. And I know some insurers are saying that they are writing to customers about this, but customers just aren't, you know, upgrading their insurance to the level that they need, which I suspect, and I have no evidence for this, Michael, but I suspect there's so many costs for people and inflation is hitting on all different elements of life, and now your home insurance has to be increased, the premium's increased, and then you have to increase it again to take into account construction costs. And people might just think, you know, I just chance it, it's a cost I just can't manage now this month or this year.
True, and consumers are busy people. Any consumer that's lucky enough to own a home, to maybe heading off at daylight to drop their kids off to the creche, go to work, pick them up in the evening, come back, get them their supper, put them to bed, they don't have time to be looking at these things. That's why it's very important that the insurance company sets it out in black and white when the renewal notice comes up. Otherwise, it can easily slip the mind of the consumer. And bear in mind also, Sarah, that many consumers pay their insurance by direct debit or credit transfer every year. They have already set it up and it's paid automatically. They think they don't have to worry about these things, but it's really important. Otherwise, they could find themselves, if there's damage of 100,000 to their house through a fire or a flood, and their house is worth 300,000 and they're only insured for 150,000. They'll only get half the cost of the damage.
Okay, well, but that's a good warning, and people need to just go check it. And I know nobody wants to have to pay more on any insurance premium, but it's a really important one. Michael,
yeah, but I don't believe the insurance industry is really highlighting this to customers and to consumers. They're using it, they're keeping the premium down, but on the other side of it, if you have a claim, the amount of compensation you're going to get will be substantially reduced.
All right.
And the opinion will arise as to what is the value of the house, because you're only valuing the damage that's been done.
Yeah. Michael, listen, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Michael Kilcoyne, Chairman of the Consumers Association of Ireland. We'll take a break.